go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in
the book of Titus,
and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Let's pray together before you're seated. Father, thank you this morning for the songs of Zion. Father, we look forward to the day when we cross that narrow sea. And Father, when we see you. But Lord, it would be awesome. We would just be excited to say that we were part of that terminal generation, that we would be able to go up in the rapture. Father, that's what we desire today. Father, we would say with John the Revelator, Father, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We don't know what you have in mind, but we know, Father, that you have it all figured out. There's nothing for us to fear because as our Father, you take care of us. And we pray, Father, that whatever our lot, whether it be through the valleys or through the heights, Father, we pray that we would be a people of the book, a people who represent you well in a dark time. And I thank you for each one that's come out today. Father, they have taken the step to be the kind of people that bring forth a testimony. And when we go from this place in a little while, may we go with the glory of God upon our brow. May we go, Father, knowing that you are in control, that the world can go haywire, but that you, Father, sit upon the throne and you know exactly what's going on as we congregate here today. All around us, Father, the world is in an upheaval. There's a fear that has permeated the fabric. And Lord, we thank you for it because people in this world have gone for a long time just soothing themselves with their entertainments and their monies and with their eating out and all the things that we do for entertainment and distraction. But Father, it's all been put on hold. You've pushed the pause button in our world. And people are beginning to look down and realize that this world is temporary, that it's volatile. And I just pray that each one of us would be the people that we need to be as testimonies for the world as they look upon our lives. And we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I just want to say to you this morning that this day we're living in is quite unique in every way. And as we think about that fact today, I want you to go with me to the book of Titus. Titus is a pastoral epistle. Paul was writing to one of his protégés, and his protégé's name was Titus. And Titus was a guy who was left at some of the churches to put things in order. And part of the disorder that was taking place in his day, where he was ministering, was the people of God at that time were not looking at their duty very well. They weren't looking to the need to do good works. And I think the funny thing for me is that it's interesting that people in our day think it's good works that are going to get you to heaven. And yet here you have a congregation of people, or a number of congregations perhaps, who think, we can stand down and not do, anything. Now, he didn't call them lost. He called them misinformed. Okay, there's a difference, isn't there? We have to get to the place where we realize grace is full and free, and Jesus saves us by his grace through his mercy, and that it's all of Jesus. And sometimes that means that people in the believing realm might kind of bump up against what they think is the limit and find it's not. What they will find, however, is that it doesn't serve them. Paul said to the Corinthians, who were also a messed up church, he said, "All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." You ever hear that? Yeah, I don't want to be brought under the power of any. Okay, that's what happens. You get in bondage. Do you know the world wants to put people in bondage? He says again, "All things are lawful for me." All things? Well, he didn't say all things except, did he? He said, "All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient." What he's saying is some things that I might choose to do that I ought not do, they don't expedite my joy. They don't help my joy at all. They mess me up. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not profitable. He says it a couple of times to a church that was messed up. And I just want you to know that if you felt like your knees have buckled in your Christian life, welcome to the club. Because this world in which we live is fraught with dangers. We sang about the mighty fortress is our God, but there's a prince of darkness grim. And he will try to put you back on your heels, and he will try to destroy your testimony. Isn't that true? We find that, don't we? And sometimes we do lose our testimony in front of somebody. Man, that's hard. That's called what? Humiliation. Yeah, I've had that in my life. Have you? I think you have. If you've been walking with the Lord at any time, you know that there have been times when you went home and you felt like, man, I was a terrible testimony. But you have to crucify the flesh sometimes. You have to get back on track. What I'm saying to you today is that you and I need to keep ourselves focused. We need to stay on track, because if you're not on track, when things like what has been going on happen, we lose our focus. We lose our anchor. We lose our hope. And I don't want you to lose your hope today. So when I direct your attention to Titus, I want you to know it's got a real circumstance that we can identify with. Maybe there have been moments in this whole crisis that you've been a little bit pushed back on your heels. You've wondered about this and you've wondered about that. And as a result of that, I wanted to take us back to hope. Do you think this is going to be something that leaves its mark on society? I do. Don't you? I think it's going to leave its mark. And I think people are going to remember that wherever the devil has pushed the ball down to, he may get a penalty and back 15 yards, but he's still got the goal of getting that thing done that he wants to get done. And when I mention to you HR 6666, and they want to trace everything, and they want to make sure they're cataloging, when you go into a restaurant, you have to put your name and address in phone numbers and stuff in a register in Washington State. This is crazy. But it is what the devil wants. He wants you under his thumb. And what you and I need to recognize is that though all these things are happening, and though there's a push for a 100% participation today in a virus vaccine, you and I are not to worry about what comes next. Jesus told us, sufficient unto this day is the evil thereof. Don't take thoughts. Don't get too far ahead of yourself. So when I suggest to you in verse 11 that this is where we need to land, I think you'll see why. The Bible says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Now, if you don't have it underlined, underline the words all men. Not just Christians. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. The Bible says the same thing over in Romans, doesn't it? It says that they are without excuse because God has shown the invisible things of His deity to all men. He will bring people to account on a knowledge that they personally have. You may remember as a child being aware of God's reality in some way. You may remember the day that some preacher preached or some booklet fell into your hand and you read it, and somehow your face blanched as a little child or as an adult. I saw a man's face blanch this week when I was talking to him. I'd been witnessing to him for 3 weeks. And I finally asked him, because, you know, I've been telling him all this stuff and say, this is the stuff that the Bible talks about. And one world government. They're talking about cryptocurrency. They're talking about the digital dollar. They're talking about taking your money away. And they put a bat on the back of your newest quarter. They've got bats on the back of the newest quarter. The territory of Samoa territory, they have a fruit bat. It's on the back of quarters now. Look for your 2020 quarters. And that's the most, what we might say, ironic and unbelievable. And they're saying this virus came from a bat. And they put bats on our quarters as if to make our money odious to us. So no, I don't want you to think anything other than the truth. And the truth is this. The grace of God, which brings salvation, has appeared to all men. And the Bible says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Did you hear what he just said? We're looking for the appearing of that great God and our Savior, meaning Jesus is God. Okay, he doesn't mince any words here. Our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, you and I have a lot of things to look forward to. You know what the world's looking at now? Perhaps for the first time, Many of them are looking at death. You know, when we were little, we were told, look both ways when you cross the street. You know, you come between two cars, you kind of peek. What are you looking for? You're looking for death. You know, death's out there. He's out there. Maybe many of you heard about that guy who was down in Florida who went out in the beaches and he had his Reaper outfit on. I heard he was a lawyer. And he was telling those people they shouldn't be out on the beaches. Isn't that interesting? He's walking around with a sickle and they interviewed him. But people are looking for death. And that's what the devil wants. He wants people petrified. He wants people terrorized. And that's where we are today in the world. But if you're a child of God, you don't have to worry about death. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that lives and believes in me shall never die. You say, well, wait a minute, I know a whole host of people. He said they won't die. Why? Because the moment that they close their eyes in this world, to be absent from the body, present with the Lord, not even a hitch. You know you're more out of it under anesthesia than you will be when the date comes and God calls you home. Isn't that good to know? I just went through that thing. By the way, did you see how the Lord managed me? I got my stent stuff done in January before anything broke loose. He kept me here for y'all. Okay. I could have been in heaven. You never know. My wife's saying, he kept me here for you. Yeah. See, that's the thing. And it's like we just see the Lord's hand in the minutiae of our lives because that's who he is. I hope you're seeing that. Look back at verse 11. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. When you consider that, you may remember, if you will, it's kind of hard, you know, when you're out in the sun and in the light, you know, it's hard to remember how dark darkness can be. We've all perhaps been in one of those caverns and in the Virginias or something like that, where they have those caverns, they tell you to turn all your lights out, and it's super, super dark. But when you're living in the broad daylight, you know, like in some of the most sunny places in the world, deserts and stuff like that, where the sky is clear, or when you're driving down the road and the sun's right in your face, you kind of have a hard time remembering how bad darkness could be, right? And what I'm trying to say is that in the Old Testament, things were pretty dark. Those guys were walking by faith more than you and I are. That's right, because what's happening is we have the cross in our rear view. We know what grace looks like. We saw it at Calvary. What the Old Testament believers had was they had a lot of judgment. You know, if they stepped out of line as a group, man, the hammer fell. Plagues came out in their midst. They were carried off to Babylon, but they didn't dissipate. They didn't, you know, kind of get incorporated into the world because God kept them as an entity unto themselves. It's a miracle of its own right. From 70 AD to 1948, they weren't even a nation, but they're still a people. And what I'm trying to show you is that those people in the Old Testament, as much as we like to rag on them and say, well, how could they say, where's God? They just saw the Red Sea parted. They just saw the water from the rock. How could they say that? Listen, they had no cross. All they had was their flesh. All they had was their moment. All they had was the heat of the wilderness. And it was hard for them. Now think about it. 1.5 million people. 1.5 million people coming out of Egyptian bondage, wandering through the wilderness. And what did they do? Well, they had wives and they had children. And when the children began to whine and cry because their bellies were empty and their mouths were dry, and the kids didn't understand that feeling. And then the wives went to the husbands and said, what are you going to do about this? It begins to get, well, we're going to go talk to Moses right now. What's we're going to do? We're going to go talk to Moses. And what I'm saying is that it was a lot different than what you and I have. All they had was the next meal. All they had was God's promise, which was kind of ethereal. They didn't even know what that would look like. To get in there and take cities they didn't build. Take from vineyards that they didn't plant. They didn't understand. And even when they got to Kadesh Barnea and they saw the great grapes and they saw the land and the fertility of it all, they also saw the giants and all they could think about was their flesh. We will die if we go in there. But we're not living there today, beloved.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.